Hey everyone, this is Gary Kay, and welcome back to a pre-ISE edition of my Rants and Raves. I'm actually joined by Anders Carlson, who actually is lucky enough to be the CEO of one of the coolest companies in our industry. Aesthetic-wise, Anders, you have some amazing-looking products. You're the CEO of Humly, H-U-M-L-Y.com. You are in Hall 2, booth W550. You know how I've raved about how I love the design of your products. So I'm excited to find out what you're going to do at ISE, because I know I'm going to tease something here. We can't talk about it exactly, but I know it's going to be worth people's time to come by your booth because you're going to launch something new.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting year for us at ISE this year. We'll definitely show something new. We're having our 5-year anniversary since we actually launched the Humly brand at ISE in 2020. You know, just before the pandemic and everything. So for us, we're very excited about, being here again. And like you said, we can't talk too much about it, but it's going to be sensor related, and it's going to be a very tight fit into our existing workplace experience platform. So you should definitely come by and take a look at it.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know Humly and you don't know their product line, you should definitely get to know it. Go to humly.com. I'm showing some images now of just how beautiful the aesthetic of your product line is. And obviously, you've got a unique niche in the market in that you're helping people with space booking and also sort of like meeting organization. I think those are the two areas I'd say that is your expertise. You've recently, you've added an integration with Google, which obviously has become a big platform all of a sudden, even in the commercial spaces. But also, of course, you've had a partnership with Microsoft for many years.
Yeah, so I think it's very important for us to kind of have this tight integration to the platforms that are, most common out there. And we definitely see, Google and Microsoft being the two major platforms for, booking management and email and those kind of, let's say, core workplace platforms. And so for us, it's been very exciting to kind of build on top of what they're already doing, and especially since they are also developing their APIs and functionality, which actually makes our job, more interesting, because we get more APIs to play around with and, build on top of, which has been, for 2024, a very exciting year since Microsoft finally came out with, Microsoft Places. And we have already implemented a few integrations with that platform, and we're going to show some of that also at ISE. So definitely worth coming by to see that, for real. That's going to be very exciting we can do in 2025. Yeah.
Well, you talked about your Microsoft Places integration, but you've also improved your booking device to accommodate height adjustable desks, which most co-working spaces have now. That is something new that people may not know about.
No, and I think this is something we kind of added on as a kind of last minute feature that we were integrating with a desk control system called LINAC. And so we had that at launch, but we've also seen a lot of interest from the market for other manufacturers of these kind of height adjustable systems. So we've actually spent some time developing both new hardware and software to be able to control. Now we're going to show up actually four different leg system versions that we're going to support now. And that's basically covering, I would say, 70 or 80% of the professional markets of leg systems out there. So,
which is nice, because then you don't have to worry about whether or not they're standing or sitting. Device works either way. You don't have to worry about cable management or any of that kind of stuff. Just a kind of an industry question. 2025, from a UC standpoint, obviously 24 was a great year for you. You've continued to grow. What's your outlook on 2025? Have we reached the pinnacle of how many people are going to go back into the office and work in spaces now? Or do you think that's going to continue? The latest Castle report showed that number was right around 64% of occupancy rates. Do you think we're going to see in 2025, by the end of the year, driven by companies like Amazon and Meta and these new directives that you have to go into the office, do you think we'll see that number go up beyond 64% in 2025?
And not by much, to be honest. I think that we kind of found the sweet spot now, I think, when the kind of things swung, you know, in both ways, kind of coming back to work, mandates, and then, you know, working from home and so on. I think there is a sweet spot where you have to be in office to kind of do the social interaction, the innovation, and the kind of, you know, social
collaboration.
And kind of, yeah, and you know, the company culture, but because at the end of the day, companies are people, and people coming together is what's creating a company culture, I would say. And so that's why I don't think that we will see, you know, fully remote growing very much. However, I do see that maybe some companies will push for higher level of, you know, office participation. I don't think full time will be very strong, but maybe four days a week, 3 days a week. And I think it's to kind of protect that kind of company culture part of it rather than anything else, because I think it's pretty clear we're not much more efficient when we're actually, you know, in office compared to working at home. It's just that we do different things. So
when you need to collaborate on a project, it's easier a lot of times to be there in person. I tend to agree with you that I think we spent the last 2 years, 3 years, maybe trying to convince people to come back to the office, and we've now hit a saturation point, and we need to just move on based on where we are now. And so therefore you need a good set of work from home tools and a good set of work from work tools. And I think you provide that unique capability to help with both. Congratulations again, Humley. Is at humley.com. You should definitely check them out. You're a great, Anders, you're a great example of differentiation in our market, adding some value that should be specified anytime you're doing it in companies aren't going to, generally a company isn't going to call an integrator and say, we need a desk booking device. They're going to call and say, we need meeting rooms and we need better utilization of our space. And the integrators need to think, okay, how can I do that? And what you're doing with Microsoft Places and your booking devices are great examples of that. So I love your products. Again, Humley will be at Hall 2 in booth W550. Anders will he's the CEO of the company. He's actually going to be there to celebrate the fifth anniversary of the company. And happy birthday to you, Anders, and your company. And congratulations on your success.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gary.
Now, all of our ISE coverage will be at raypubs.com/ISE. If you happen to be watching this video after the show, we've already gone to his booth and we've already shot the products. We'll shoot all the new stuff that they have and all the existing stuff. You can go to our video search window on that page and just type in Humley and see everything. And I hope to see all of y'all there. And Anders, I will definitely see you. And thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Take care.
Thank you.